nothing to lose. Makes you laugh at the troubling news. Sometimes I wonder if he's hitting the booze. Al Franken, King of the Jews.
Thank you, Brian. You've made our morning. 34 past the hour. Did we try and do two layers of music? Do I hear music in my head right now?
That was the Barry White mix.
Oh, okay. Well, now, if people, a lot of people may not know Brian and Everett, who is a regular listener, has been a listener for our show, and now has become a contributor because, I guess a week or so ago, I said that Brian had an inconsistent mental disposition, which led to a series of songs. Also, the one you just heard, Al Franken, King of the Jews. Brian, are you there?
Well, I've been shocked into a realization, and it may be something that happened to you years ago when your life took a different path. But
maybe.
What? This is the thing.
Yes.
Every man has an inner Jew.
Okay.
We all need to be the king of our own inner Jew, and no one, and it's like where the teaching should be: Jew not, lest you be Jewed, or Jew unto others, as you would have others Jew unto you.
I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to parse that a little bit.
Well, what I'm saying is, if I'm gonna get my act together and do a comedy routine, I want to try out some material real quick. Can I do that? Because I'm going to open mic tonight.
I wanted to tell you one thing, though, Brian.
And
you might. Did you know there's a report out today that says more than half of Americans will develop a mental illness at some point in their lives?
Well, that's because of our stress for our civilization and the situations we're put in where we're just taken to the breaking point.
That's what I said, but then I got argument from my people here.
Organic?
Well, no, that doesn't exist at all. What is normal and how much of this is just a plan on behalf of pharmaceutical companies to get everybody on medication?
It's pharmaceutical plan. And it's social pharmacy, you know, and I've seen it. I've seen the pressure, like on Oprah, some two ladies are pressuring. You need help in doing this work. You get on the medication. And, you know, and here's the thing. I went to the pharmacy yesterday to pick up my prescription, and my dose was altered.
What? By who?
I guess my shrink had written a different dose, but I didn't realize it.
More or less?
It's less.
Less?
It's good, but that's why I had the dream, because if I don't take the right amount of this script, then I get these dreams, and my dream was about psychiatry.
Really?
It was about psychiatrists messing with me to get me to love my family.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Imagine that. Who the hell wants to do that?
Why would that be messing with you, Brian?
Maybe you see the good side of psychiatry from what the public lets you see. But
No, I see the good side of family.
Well, the good side
I don't
of
care
family,
about
yeah,
shrinks.
Yeah. Well, look, Brian, give us one joke and then we'll move on.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into the, I'm going to do my shtick. I'm going to say, hey, you know it's time to get your act together when you're 40 years old and sleeping on your friend's couch.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, it's pretty good. I think it might be someone else's joke, but it's okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, have a good day.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute, man.
Hey, how did your material go over that last weekend?
I did okay.
Was there anything about Mother Teresa?
No, there wasn't. Not last weekend.
You can use my material if you want. I don't care.
Well, that would make it weird, and it'd be difficult. I'd have to pay you to write for me, and it'd be weird. You know, I like it better. I like your own material. I think you're doing a lot of great stuff out there, Brian, on your couch in Everett.
Thanks.
Okay,
all right.
Take it
easy. Okay, bye.
Wait a minute, man. We heard somebody with that 40-year-old couch thing.
I think
didn't
it's,
we have
I think,
a guest?
I don't know. Is it my joke?
It might be.
It was from a thing. It was from a You Know You're Bitter If. I did a list years ago on Conan. I'm not saying that Brian copped the joke. It's not a joke as much as an observation. I'm sure he's living in that observation. But, but you know, it's good to talk to him. He's got a lot of energy.